One of the things that we try to do extensively before placing peace teams in the field is making sure that there's examples of and role plays done on the scenarios peace teams most likely may encounter. One of the things that we ask peace teams to discern in the field is whether their actions are likely to protect human life or whether their actions are more likely to endanger human life. And so one of the activities that we use talks about things like, as an example, a community has asked peace teams to patrol a city lot that this community would really like to keep drug dealers and gang activity out of this lot, and have formed, you know, peace teams to patrol the park just to sort of make sure that everybody's safe. And in the particular scenario that we use, we talk about, okay, the peace team encounters a gang member's beating up somebody in the park. What do you do? And will what you do endanger life or protect human life, both in the short term and in the long run? So if you call 911, A, how soon would people get there? B, how would that look to the community that's asked you to be a peace team as opposed to security guards? And see what happens to the poor person being beaten in the interim. Or do you directly intervene, jump in, put your body between the people beating the man and the potential beaters, which means you have to have people on that team willing to be potentially injured. Do you have people on that team that are members of the community who might be able to identify, you know, some of those potential gang members and just call them out, you know? Like, Jimmy, what are you doing? You know, you know better than that. You know, an older mom person on that patrol who knows him personally, who's from that neighborhood, is going to have more sway than people coming in from the outside who have no ties to the community directly, which is also part of what we ask people to discern when they're doing longer-term peace teams, is that this needs to be organic. This needs to come from your community, not outside people coming in. Because in the long run, community members interacting with each other is always going to have more influence in protecting lives than outside strangers coming in and trying to do the best they can with limited information.